important announcement.
Ale jeden veľmi, veľmi dôležitý oznam.
Is that Chad is going to be leaving us soon.
Že Chad nás zradí skoro.
He doesn't want us to embarrass him, so we're not embarrassing him now.
Nechce, aby sme ho zahambovali, tak ho nebudeme zahambovať.
Well, we just have to say up front as a church that we love him.
Ale musíme to povedať ako zbor pre Chadky.
So you can start crying now, Chad.
Môžeš začať plakať, Chad.
But I just want to say one thing about Chad.
Ale chcel by som povedať jednu vec o Chadovi.
Maybe two. You know, when he first came to the church,
prvýkrát prišiel do zboru.
We were just meeting in the house.
My sa stretávali ešte u nás doma.
So he was way back then.
To bolo veľmi dávno.
You know, like a year and a half ago.
Až rok a pol dozadu.
You know, that's a lot for a small, you know, new church. So.
To je dlhá doba pre malý zbor.
And we were starting this idea of doing these dig deep studies. We're just getting into the word together during the week.
A ešte sme len tedy začínali tu s tou myšlienkou, že zahĺbať sa hlbšie do Božieho slova, mať to počas týždňa, takéto štúdium.
And we said, asked around, who wants to help teach out, teach?
A sme sa potom spýtali, že kto by chcel pomôcť vyučovaním tohto.
And Chad took the first round.
A Chad si zobral tú prvú príležitosť.
And he seemed kind of nervous about the whole thing, I think.
Možno sa tak trošku bál, bol taký nervózny.
And he did great.
A vyšlo to úplne super, a on spravil dobrú prácu.
And you could just see the joy of doing this.
A potom sme mohli vidieť tú radosť, ako to všetko odučilo, ako ho to naplnilo.
So we said, you just do them all.
Tak sme mu povedali, dobre, tak to budeš teraz ty učiť všetko.
And he served in that way especially.
A hlavne týmto spôsobom slúžil.
Then he began to serve with the younger people.
A potom začal slúžiť so staršími deťmi.
And you could just see the Lord increasing his ability to teach.
A mohli sme vidieť, ako Pán Boh zväčšoval jeho možnosti vyučovať.
And then teaching up here.
A potom aj tu vyučoval.
And so he's grown a lot.
Narastol veľmi.
And we're proud of you.
Sme na teba pyšní.
And he's going to the States. If you don't know, he's going to the States to study the Bible more so he can even do more teaching.
A ak neviete, tak ide do Ameriky, aby sa naučil viacej z Biblie, aby mohol viacej vyučovať Biblie.
So keep Chad and Duncan in your prayers.
Tak sa môžeme modliť za čas na Danku.
Danka's gonna be here a little bit longer, so we won't say goodbye to her.
Ale Danka ešte neodchádza, čiže ešte sa s ňou nebudeme učiť.
We'll just invite her over for dinner or something, right?
Ale pozveme ju na večeru, alebo na niečo iné.
Alright, let's do this, let's pray.
Dobre, takže sa pomodlíme.
Lord, we thank you that we can get into your word.
Pane, ďakujeme ti za to, že sa môžeme vhĺbať do tvojho slova.
Lord, we know that these are the words of life.
A Pane, vieme, že toto sú slova života.
Lord, that things in us change when we get in contact with your word.
A Pane, že veci v nás sa zmenia, keď sme v kontakte s tvojim slovom.
And we ask that you do that even tonight.
A tak ťa, Pane, prosím, aby si to robil aj dnes večer.
In your great name.
Tvojom úžasnom mene.
Amen. Amen. All right. What we're going to talk about tonight is waiting.
O čo budeme hovoriť dnes večer je čakanie.
I ask a stupid question.
A ja sa teraz pýtam takú hlúpú otázku.
Who likes to wait?
Kto rád čaká?
All right. That's what I thought. We're pretty much on the same page, right?
Áno, to som si myslel, že sme na tej istej strane.
All right, let's go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
Got some pictures of instant things.
Mám tu nejaké obrázky instantných vecí.
Apparently you can have instant belly dancing if you're into that kind of stuff. Okay, no one look at Heather. Or Eric.
A môžete mať aj inštantnú brúšnú tanecnicu, ak vás také niečo zaujíma. Nepozerajte sa ani na Hedera, ani na Erika.
Two DVD specials.
Dvoj DVD-kový špeciál.
You know, we got instant goulash.
Máme inštantný guláš.
This Chinese guy, he's the guy who made instant noodles, apparently. That's his invention.
Tento čínsky chlapík spravil tie inštantné cestoviny.
Apparently you can even have instant spirituality, instant karma.
A môžete mať aj instantnú karmu.
You know, and we have this culture that caters to this idea of having things now, right?
A máme takú kultúru alebo také ponímanie sveta, že všetko musí byť teraz, hneď.
Right? Because it's a real good selling point.
Pretože je to taký dobrý predajný bod alebo predajné logo.
Because no one wants to wait.
Pretože nikto nechce čakať.
So if you can have something now, that's great, right?
Pretože ak môžeš mať niečo hneď, teraz, tak je to super.
Now, I don't know about you, but have you ever noticed that most things that are instant are just cheap imitations of the real thing?
Neviem ako vy, ale všimli ste si vôbec niekedy, že všetky tieto inštantné veci alebo tieto rýchle veci sú len veľmi lacným napodobnením toho pravého?
You know, I'd much rather eat Eric's goulash than this goulash.
Ja by som radšej jedol Erikov guláš ako hen taký guláš.
You know, I'd much rather have a coffee with Ivetka than do, you know, Yahoo instant chat.
Že radšej by som si sadol s Ivetkou a mal pri káve nejaký dobrý rozhovor ako mať nejaký taký chat na cez počítač.
But we live in this culture where we exchange, you know, quality for comfort.
Ale žijeme teraz v takej kultúre, kde kvalitu zamieňame za pohodlie.
And we're going to see as we get into the text in Exodus that basically this is an old thing. This is nothing new.
A ako sa zahlbíme do tohto textu, tak si všimneme, že toto je stará vec, že toto nie je nič nové.
And we're going to see the Hebrew people have a hard time waiting.
Pretože aj židovský národ mal problém s čakaním.
And they began to take cheap imitations for the real thing.
A začali si preberať lacné náhrady za to, čo bolo pravé.
Let's go to our next slide. This is where last time I taught, this is kind of where I left off. It was in Exodus chapter 24.
Minulá, keď som učil, tak sme skončili tu v 2. Mojžišovej 23.
And we saw that the Lord had given this revelation to the people.
A sme videli, že Pán Boh dal zjavenie svojmu ľudu.
And God had given them all these laws and these ways of interacting with him and with each other.
Že Pán Boh im dal svoj zákon, aby vedeli, ako sa majú správať voči Bohu a ako sa majú správať jeden voči druhému.
And the people were hungry for revelation.
A ľudia mali taký hlad po zjavení.
And this is what they responded to this whole thing.
A toto je, ako reagovali na celé toto.
They said, everything that you have said, Lord, we're going to do.
Všetko, čo si Pane povedal, spravíme.
They were fully embracing it.
Úplne si to objímali ako svoje, alebo brali ako svoje.
They were thrilled that God was loving them enough to give them rules and they were just going to take them all in.
A boli z toho úplne natešení, že Pán Boh ich tak miloval, že im chcel dať zákony a chcel s nimi komunikovať.
That's where we left off.
A brali si to pre seba. Tam sme skončili.
As we keep going, we're going to see that some things happen.
Ako budeme teraz pokračovať, tak uvidíme, že sa odohrávajú nejaké ďalšie veci.
Moses says, great, you want to do everything?
Môžeš im hovoriť, že super, teda chcete robiť všetko.
Let's get this in writing.
Tak si to zapíšeme.
And so he writes down the laws.
Zapísal si zákony.
And then he does this sacrifice.
Potom spravili jednu obeť.
And they throw some blood on the altar.
Potom pokropili aj oltár.
And then they sprinkle some on the people.
Pokropili to aj na ten národ.
And that was a Middle Eastern way of saying, hey, we're signing the contract.
A to bol ich spôsob, ako povedali, že dobre, teraz sme podpísali zmluvu.
And Moses says, now you have the blood of the covenant on you.
A Mojžiš im povedal, že teraz máte krv zmluvy na sebe.
Because that's how they did contracts back then.
Pretože takýmto spôsobom uzatvárali zmluvy.
And then we see that Moses gets all the leaders together.
A potom vidíme, že Mojžiš zoberie všetkých vodcov a dá zhromaždí.
And they basically have a picnic with God.
A potom majú piknik s Bohom.
And that just kind of part, it's the after party, okay?
A to je potom už taká tá po party potom po tej zmluve.
You know, great, we made this contract with God, let's celebrate.
Čiže super, spravili sme zmluvu s Bohom a teraz to ideme oslaviť.
And then something happens, so we'll go to our next slide.
A potom sa niečo stane na tomto ďalšom obrázku.
And this is where our story starts to pick up.
A tu je, kde začíname náš dnešný príbeh.
And we're going to pick it up in Exodus chapter 24.
Čiže 2. Mojžišova 24.
And we're going to start in verse 12.
A začíname 12. veršom.
And I'll just do this. I'm going to read it in English and Slovak speakers follow along.
Čiže budeme to robiť takýmto spôsobom. Ja to prečítam v angličtine, Slováci to čítajte v slovenčine.
So I'm going to read verses 12 to the end.
Čiže od 12. po koniec prečítam.
And it goes like this. The Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and stay here, and I will give you tablets of stone with the law and the commands I have written for their instruction. And then Moses went out with Joshua his aide, and Moses went up to the mountain of God. And he said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back down to you. Aaron and Hur are here with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them. And then Moses went up onto the mountain, and the cloud covered it. And the glory of the cloud covered it. And the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. And for 6 days the cloud covered the mountain. And on the seventh day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. And to the Israelites the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. And Moses entered the cloud as he went up on the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. So we get this encounter where God is basically telling Moses, come on up to the mountain and I'm going to give you some revelation.
Čiže máme tu na také stretnutie, kde Pán Boh hovorí Mojžišovi, že poď tu hore na tento vrch a ja budem mať s tebou stretnutie osobné.
You thought what I told you before was great. Check out this. Come on up.
A myslel si, že to, čo som ti predtým povedal, bolo super. No dobre, poď ešte bližšie a ti poviem ešte viacej.
Moses tells all the people, you know, you have to wait down here until I get back.
Ale Mojžiš hovorí všetkému ľudu, že vy musíte zostať tu na dole a musíte čakať, kým sa ja nevrátim.
So Moses and his people are having two very different experiences.
Čiže Mojžiš a ľud majú dve rozličné skúsenosti.
Moses up on the mountain, people are at the bottom.
A Mojžiš hore na vrchu a ľudia dole.
And we see that there's going to be a problem that happens.
Čiže vidíme, že tu znovu prichádza nejaký problém.
And while Moses up on the mountain, God just gives him this great revelation.
Mojžiš, keď je na tomto vrchu, tak Pán Boh mu dáva úžasné zjavenie.
And the whole revelation is about how do people come close to God.
A to zjavenie je, že ako ľudia môžu prichádzať bližšie k Bohu.
And he's going to talk about a place where the people can come to worship God.
A bude hovoriť o mieste, kde ľudia môžu prichádzať, aby uctievali Boha.
He's going to talk about a group of priests who can help them to come to know him.
Bude hovoriť o skupine ľudí, kňazov, ktorí môžu pomáhať, aby títo ľudia mohli prichádzať bližšie k Bohu.
And he's going to just teach Moses how to worship him.
A naučí Mojžiša, aby aj on mohol uctievať Boha.
And this whole revelation is just how do I get close with God?
Čiže celé toto zjavenie je, ako ja môžem sa približiť Bohu.
And Moses is having this great experience for 40 days.
Mojžiš má taký úžasný zážitok 40 dní.
And the people are down in the valley.
Ale ľudia zostali dole v údolí.
And we're going to see that that's a problem.
Ale uvidíme, že to je problém.
And I want to invite you to turn to chapter 31.
A chcel by som, aby ste si teraz otočili do 35. kapitoly.
A few pages over.
Čiže o niekoľko strán ďalej.
We're going to come back to this revelation, these chapters that we skipped later, another day.
A toto zjavenie si pozrieme niekedy inokedy.
But if you flip, sorry, chapter 32, not 31, 32.
Prepáčte, 32. kapitola.
And we'll go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrázok.
Okay. So, the people are getting impatient.
Ľudia začínajú byť nedočkaví.
They're wondering, what's happening?
A premýšľajú tak, že čo sa vlastne stalo?
Remember, these people are under the blood of a covenant.
Ak si spomenete, tak sme povedali, že títo ľudia boli pod krvou zmluvy.
Just like we as Christians are under the blood of Jesus' covenant.
Takisto ako aj my kresťania sme pod krvou Pána Ježiša, pod jeho zmluvou.
They've had some pretty radical experiences with God so far.
Mali aj oni nejaké úžasné skúsenosti s Bohom do tohto bodu.
Remember, God took them out of Egypt.
Pán Boh ich vyviedol zázračne z Egypta.
He provided for their food and their water and their clothing, everything.
Zabezpečil pre nich jedlo, oblečenie, vodu, čokoľvek potrebovali.
They could actually see his presence on the mountain.
Mohli vidieť jeho prítomnosť hore na vrchu.
You know, it looked like fire to them.
Vyzeralo to pre nich ako nejaký oheň.
But we're going to see that these people are so hungry for a revelation that they'll go for cheap imitations.
Ale uvidíme, že títo ľudia sú tak hladní po nejakom zjavení, že si zoberú hociakú lacnú náhradku.
And their hunger will lead them to spiritual sickness.
A tento hlad, alebo táto taká túžba ich dovedie do duchovnej choroby.
Because while Moses is having this 40 days of wonderful presence of the Lord.
Pretože pokým Mojžiš máva taký 40-dňový úžasný zážitok s Bohom.
These guys are down at the bottom thinking, where did this guy go?
Oni sú dole v tom údolí a premýšľajú, že kam sa stratil tento človek.
And we'll read in chapter 32 verse 1.
Prečítame si z 32. kapitoly prvý verš.
It says, when the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Yeah, please read it.
Keď ľud videl, že Mojžiš dlho neschádza z hory, zhromaždil sa k Aaronovi a povedal mu, nože urob nám bohov, ktorí pôjdu pred nami, lebo nevieme, čo sa stalo Mojžišovi, mužovi, ktorý nás vyviedol z egyptskej krajiny.
So we see these people are so hungry, they say, you know, Aaron, do something.
Čiže títo ľudia sú až tak hladní, že prídu za Aaronom a povedia mu, Aaron, niečo správ.
You know, Moses is supposed to bring us the message and he's not showing up, so you do something and get us a message.
A Mojžiš nám mal doniesť nejaké posolstvo, ale neprichádza, tak Aaron, ty niečo správ.
You know, where is God?
Kde je teraz Boh?
You know, make him here.
Nech je teraz tu.
You know, and that's the heart of these people. They're just hungry to know something. What's the message?
A to je túžba týchto ľudí, že sú takí hladní po Božom posolstve.
And I think we can be the same way, right?
A možno aj my sme niekedy takí im podobní.
Right, we have those situations where we just feel like we're waiting around forever.
A že aj nám sa niekedy zdá, že čakáme a proste je to večnosť a nevieme sa dočkať.
And I need an answer from God like yesterday.
A ja potrebujem odpoveď od Boha včera. Som ju včera potreboval.
I don't know what's going on in my life.
Pretože neviem, čo sa odohráva v mojom živote.
And I'm asking and I'm waiting and he's not showing up.
A ja sa pýtam a čakám a on sa nezjavuje.
And we're going to see that these guys go in the wrong direction.
A uvidíme to, že títo ľudia idú zlým smerom.
But I want to talk a little bit about waiting before we get back into the story.
Ale ja chcem trošku hovoriť o čakaní predtým, ako sa vrátime naspäť do tohto príbehu.
Sometimes God allows us to wait in their ordained times of waiting.
A niekedy nám Pán Boh dovolí, aby sme čakali a má pre nás naordinované doby čakania.
Sometimes we can see waiting as a test.
Niekedy je čakanie ako keby taká skúška.
And the test is really simple.
A tá skúška je veľmi jednoduchá.
Will I trust in God while I wait?
Budem dôverovať Bohu, pokým čakám?
Even if I don't see him working.
I keď možno ja ho nevidím, ako on pracuje.
Even if I don't understand.
I keď možno nerozumiem.
Will I wait on him?
Budem stále očakávať.
There's this great song, it's from like the 60s or something.
Je jedna úžasná pesnička, možno z nejakých 60-tych rokov.
It's like one of those way old worship songs for me.
Je to veľmi stará chválosvojová pesnička pre mňa.
I remember it says, wait, wait, wait on the Lord.
A hovorí sa tam, čakaj, čakaj, čakaj na Pána.
Learn your lessons well.
Nauč sa svoje lekcie správne.
And in his timing he will tell you.
A v jeho čase on ti povie,
what to do,
čo máš robiť,
or where to go,
kam máš ísť,
what to say,
čo máš povedať.
So, it's not biblical, but it's biblical.
Nie je to sice
nejaký scripture, but it's biblical, okay?
Biblický veršik to nie je, ale je to biblické ponímanie.
You know, wait on the Lord.
Čakaj na Pána.
And he will give you an answer in the right time.
A on ti dá odpoveď v správnom čase.
Sometimes these times of waiting is just about the right timing.
Niekedy, keď očakávame, tak je to len o tom správnom čakaní.
Do you realize that God's time, God is always on time?
A uvedomujete si, že Pán Boh je vždycky presný, chodí na čas?
He's never late for anything.
Nikdy neprišiel neskoro na žiadnu schôdzku.
He's never early for anything.
Ani nejako skoro.
It's just synchronized. He's right on time all the time.
Ale vždycky chodí presne.
The problem is that we're totally off time. Okay.
Ale problém je v tom, že my máme posunuté hodinky a nemáme správny čas.
We haven't a clue is the right time for most things.
Pretože my nevieme, že čo je ten správny čas pre väčšinu vecí v našom živote.
You know, God's timing is very different than ours.
Božie časovanie je o mnoho iné ako naše.
But it's good.
Ale je dobré.
And if you get into it, you'll see that it's great.
A ak sa do toho vhlbíš, tak uvidíš, že je to dobré.
Right now, Ivetka and I, we're trying to get a house.
Teraz Ivetka a ja sa snažíme kúpiť si dom.
And we still don't have it, so you can pray for that.
A stále ho nemáme, tak sa môžete za to modliť.
But there's been a lot of delays in the process of trying to buy this home and sell our other flat.
a bolo veľa omeškaní a rôznych akože posunutí, či už pri kúpe tohto domu alebo pri predávaní nášho bytu v Nitre.
And we could like freak out and say, oh, we needed to get it done like a month ago.
A mohli sme sa teraz akože úplne stresovať, že už pred mesiacom sme to mali mať spravené.
You know, but we've just been like, okay, Lord, we know this is, we believe this is from you and we're just gonna go in your timing.
Ale sme si povedali, že Pane, veríme, že je to od Teba a budeme pokračovať v tom Tvojom načasovaní.
And so far it looks like each delay has a blessing behind it.
A doteraz každé to omeškanie znamená, že tam je ďalšie požehnanie s tým.
And it's clear that this is God's timing for this thing.
A je to jasné, že je to Božie načasovanie.
And so God has a different time than ours, so we might as well just get with His program instead of trying to, you know, do our own thing and be frustrated.
Pán Boh má úplne iné načasovanie ako to naše a bolo by lepšie, keby sme sa my naštelovali na ten jeho čas, ako byť stále nejaký rozrušený a stresovať sa s tým našim načasovaním.
Remember Abraham?
Ak si spomenáte Abrahama,
who's waiting for a son,
ktorý očakával syna,
had to wait 25 years to get this son,
musel čakať 25 rokov, aby mu tento syn prišiel.
You know, God's timing obviously wasn't Abraham's timing.
Bože načasovanie nebolo Abrahamove načasovanie.
And Abraham did a lot of stupid things along the way.
A Abraham spravil veľa hlúpych vecí na tej ceste.
You know, Joseph had to wait 14 years to have his dreams fulfilled.
A takisto aj Jozef 14 rokov musel čakať, aby sa jeho sny naplnili.
Moses, remember he had to wait 40 years.
Mojžiš takisto 40 rokov.
You know, and even David had to wait 20 years. King David had to wait 20 years before he became king.
A takisto aj král Dávid musel čakať 20 rokov predtým, ako sa mohol stať kráľom.
You know, God's timing is radically different than ours.
Božie načasovanie je omnoho odlišné od toho nášho.
And you look at these guys in the Bible who God's wanting to do something in their life and they have to wait for it.
A keď sa pozrite na týchto všetkých ľudí v Biblii, ktorých Pán Boh používa, ktorí museli čakať a Pán Boh spravil úžasné veci v ich životoch.
That what God is doing, He's preparing these people.
A čo Pán Boh robí v tej dobe čakania je, že ich pripravuje
for what He wants to do.
Na to, čo On bude chcieť v nich robiť.
Because we think we're ready.
Pretože my si myslíme, že už sme pripravení.
But we're not.
Ale nie sme.
You know, we're just like little kids. We have no clue what God's doing.
A sme častokrát jak také maličké deti a vôbec nevieme, nemáme ani poňatie o tom, čo Pán Boh robí.
King David, he was kind of tuned into God.
A král David bol síce trošku naladený na Boha.
Remember, he's this man after God's own heart.
Ak si spomenáte, tak on bol muž podľa Božieho srdca.
And he writes in Psalm 31.
A napísal v Žalme 31.
Verse 15.
15. verš.
He says, my times are in your hands.
A hovorí tam, že moje časy sú v tvojich rukách.
And that's a good place to put our time and our program in his hands.
A je to dobrý spôsob, ako aj náš čas vložiť do Božích rúk a náš program
and
do jeho rúk.
David was in a lot of tough times, remember? He was being chased by his father-in-law trying to kill him, right?
A ak si spomenáte, tak David mal dosť ťažké obdobie, lebo jeho svokor ho prenasledoval.
But, you know, David put his time to be king and to be everything that God had promised in God's hands.
Ale David všetko to, čo mu bolo zasľúbené, že bude kráľ a všetko s tým spojené, tak to dal do Božích rúk a čakal.
And one other thing about waiting is it's seasonal.
A ešte ďalšia vec o čakaní je, že je to len na určitú dobu.
You know, it has a start and has an end.
Že to má začiatok a má to potom koniec.
God doesn't ask you to wait forever.
Pán Boh nechce od nás, aby sme čakali na veky vekov.
Sometimes feels that way.
Nám sa to niekedy zdá, že je to tak dlho.
But it's a season.
Ale je to určité obdobie.
It will stop.
Raz to skončí.
The prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah 40.
A Izajáš, prorok, hovorí v 40. kapitole.
Says, those who wait upon the Lord,
tí, čo očakávajú na Hospodina,
shall renew their strength.
Ich sila sa obnovuje.
They will mount up on wings like eagles.
A vznesú sa na orlých krídlach.
They won't run.
Budú bežať.
They will run and they won't be weary, I'm sorry.
Budú bežať a nebudú slabnúť.
They'll walk and they won't be faint.
A budú kráčať a nebudú odpadávať.
Maybe you feel weary and faint.
Možno sa aj ty cítiš slabý a možno že aj odpadávaš.
Just chill out. Wait on the Lord.
Tak si oddychni. Chill out, neviem.
You know, why you
a čakaj na Hospodina.
Quit spinning your wheels and wasting your time. Just wait on the Lord.
A prestaň sa úplne snažiť. Proste to daj Bohu a čakaj na neho.
So how did the Hebrews do? How they pass this test?
A ako Hebreji spravili tento test? Prešli týmto testom?
Big losers.
Veľká prehra.
They failed. Totally failed.
úplne prehrali.
And we're going to read that.
A prečítame si o tom.
We'll read in Slovak, verses 2 through 6.
Od 2. po 6. verš v slovenčine si to prečítame. Áron im odvetil: Postrhajte zlaté náušnice, čo majú na ušiach vaše ženy, vaši synovia i vaše dcéry, a prineste mi ich. Všetok ľud ich postrhal zlaté náušnice, čo mali na ušiach, a priniesol ich k Áronovi. On to prijal z ich rúk, sformoval to rydlom a urobil z toho uliate tela. Oni povedali: Izrael, toto sú tvoji bohovia, ktorí ťa vyviedli z egyptskej krajiny. Keď to Áron videl, postavil pred ním oltár i zvolal Áron: Zajtra bude sviatok Hospodinov. Na druhý deň včas ráno obetovali spaľované obete a priniesli obete spoločenstva. Potom sa ľud posadil, jedol a pil. Na to vstali a zabávali sa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we see here that the people are hungry for revelation.
Čiže tu vidíme, že ľud očakáva nejaké zjavenie.
And Aaron is one of these kind of seeker sensitive, we'll do whatever the people like kind of leaders.
A Aaron je taký akože potmehúd ako keby a spraví, že čokoľvek, čo ľudia od neho chcú.
You know, bring your gold, take your earrings out.
Doneste mi akékoľvek zlato, dajte mi náušničky.
And he creates this calf, right?
A vytvorím takéto tela.
This idol.
Modlu.
You know, and we can see that the people respond to this.
A vidíme, že ľudia na toto reagujú.
And they say, this is our God. These are our gods here.
A hovorí, že toto sú naši bohovia.
And Aaron's thinking, oh, okay, yeah.
A Aaron rozmýšľa to, že dobre, to vyšlo.
You know, he says, well, tomorrow, you know, we're going to do this feast to the Lord.
A zajtra spravíme takú oslavu pred Hospodinom.
So he takes these things that are of God and he wraps them into this, you know, wraps the paganism in there, you know.
A zobere Božie veci a obalí ho takým pohanstvom.
You know, and he's this total example of a really bad leader.
A on je úplný príklad zlého vodcu.
Right? And we see really clearly here that when you don't wait on the Lord, you create your own gods.
A môžeme tu úplne jasne vidieť, že keď neočakávaš na Hospodina, tak si vytvoríš svojho vlastného božika.
And maybe ours is not a golden calf.
A možno ten náš nie je zlaté tela.
But when we don't feel like receiving information from the Lord or, you know, revelation from the Lord, we will try to create our own.
A keď my nebudeme čakať a očakávať na to zjavenie od Hospodina, tak si vytvoríme tých našich božikov a budeme sa to snažiť z iných zdrojov získať.
And it'll start to make us do some pretty weird stuff.
A to nás bude ovplyvňovať v tom, aby sme robili také divné veci.
And we see here that these guys are basically the camp is going wild.
A vidíme, že celý ten tábor sa úplne obláznil.
I think the English and the Slovak translations are pretty tame, okay?
Myslím si, že aj ten anglický a slovenský preklad sú dosť mierne v tomto.
But in Hebrew basically they got really drunk and were doing some weird sexual stuff, okay?
V hebrejčine je to spomenané, že proste sa úplne ožrali a robili veľmi nejaké divné sexuálne praktiky.
So when they said has to play, that's not the normal kind of play.
Že keď to máme zabávali sa, tak to nebola len taká obyčajná zábava.
Okay, they just, you know, went into just corruption.
Išli úplne do skazy.
You know, and basically that's what happens even with us, right?
A to je to, čo sa stáva aj nám.
Maybe not in the same way.
Možno nie až takýmto spôsobom.
But when we chase after our idols, we will pollute our worship.
Keď aj my sa utiekame k našim božikom alebo hľadáme to uspokojenie niekde inde, tak budeme znečisťovaní našimi modlami.
Happens today.
A stáva sa to aj dnes.
Happened throughout the history of the Bible.
Stávalo sa to aj v histórii Biblie.
The apostle John writes about this.
Apoštol Ján o tom píše.
In his letter in 1 John.
Vo svojom liste v 1. Jánovi.
This great letter of God's love for us.
Je to úžasný list Božej lásky pre nás.
Just how God loved us first and we can respond to him.
Ako nás Pán Boh miloval najskôr, ako my môžeme reagovať na túto lásku.
How he does everything for us and for our behalf.
A ako on robí všetko pre nás a za nás.
That we can come to him with all of our messed up tendencies and he'll accept us.
Ako môžeme k nemu prichádzať aj s akýmikoľvek našimi praktikami, ktoré sú pokazené, pokrutené, a on nás prijíma.
But John ends his letter, the very last sentence, with this verse here.
Ale Ján ukončuje svoj list touto vetou.
Dear children, keep yourself from idols.
A hovorí tam, že milované dietky, zdržiavajte sa od modiel.
It seemed a little bit out of place.
Možno sa vám to zdá, že to tam akože nepatrí.
The whole letter is about love.
Pretože celý ten list je o láske.
But he ends with this note.
Ale ukončuje to týmto veršom.
Hey kids, watch out for idols.
Dietky, dávajte si pozor pred modlami.
Because he knew that it's really easy to have this revelation that God is for you.
Pretože je to veľmi jednoduché, aby sme mali to zjavenie, že Pán Boh stojí za nami.
And to forget about it.
A zabudnúť na to.
You know, and forget your first love.
A zabudnúť na tú prvú lásku, ktorú máme.
And to chase after cheap imitations.
A utiekať sa za tými lacnými napodobneninami.
I'm not going to get into, you know, what different individuals or different churches might do.
Nebudem sa zaoberať tými detailami, čo jednotlivci robia, môžu robiť, alebo čo rôzne zbory robievajú.
But we can do a lot of weird things when we try to get revelation that's not from the Lord.
Ale aj my môžeme robiť niekedy divné veci, keď to zjavenie, ktoré je, nie je od Hospodina.
Sometimes some churches might dump a bunch of rules and regulations upon people.
Niekedy niektoré zbory môžu nahromadiť kopec predpisov a zákonov na ten ľud, čo tam je.
Or just go in the other extreme and just kind of whatever goes.
Alebo je úplne iný extrém a čokoľvek chcete robiť, tak to si robte.
Those are cheap imitations.
To sú lacné napodobeniny.
It's like instant soup.
To je ako tá inštantná polievka.
Okay. We're gonna go to the next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
There's Moses.
Mojžiš.
That's on his angry day.
To je, keď sa hneval.
Alright. We're gonna read a few more verses.
Prečítame zo pár ďalších veršikov.
Because remember, Moses is still up on the mountain.
Pretože ak si spomínate, tak Mojžiš je ešte stále na vrchu.
And you know, he's not seeing this party going on.
A nevidí túto party, túto oslavu.
He's just having this great time with God.
Pretože on tam má taký super čas s Bohom.
And God in verse 7.
So back in.
In chapter 32 verse 7, yeah.
Aha, ešte sme stále v tej 32, v 7. verši.
God says, Moses, get down the mountain now.
Hovorí, Hospodin hovorí Mojžišovi, Mojžiš, choď dole z tohto kopca teraz.
Because your people are screwing up.
Pretože tvoj ľud to pokašľal.
And God and Moses kind of have this thing kind of like how Yvette and I have with our kids.
Pán Boh a Mojžiš majú takú diskusiu ako Yvetka a ja máme častokrát.
Yvetka, your sons are out of hand.
Yvetka, tvoji synovia sa nevedia správať.
You know, can't you control them?
Nevieš ich kontrolovať?
You know, and we see that God and Moses kind of passed the people back and forth.
A Boh a Mojžiš si takto prehádzovali ten národ.
Your kids are messing up again, God.
Pane Bože, tvoje detky zase tu nám pokašľujú.
No, they take after you, Moses.
Nie, oni sú tvoje.
You know, and this time God is kind of throwing them back into Moses.
A tentokrát Pán Boh to zase zvalil na Mojžiša.
Get down the mountain and do something because they're screwing up.
A hovorím mu, že už chod dole z toho vrchu, lebo už nevedia, čo robiť.
And God kind of, you know, shares what's going on with Moses.
A Pán Boh hovorí Mojžišovi, že čo sa tam odohráva.
And then God gets to thinking.
God
starts thinking.
A Pán Boh začína premýšľať.
So, you know, I've been looking at these people.
A hovorím mu, že ja som sa pozeral na tento ľud.
And they're a stiff-necked, hard-hearted people.
A oni sú takí úplne skazení, tvrdošíny a majú tvrdé srdce a je to hrozný národ.
I got an idea, Moses.
A hovorím mu, že ja tu mám taký nápad,
just
jeden Mojžiš.
Step to the side.
Daj sa trošku na bok.
Let me just wipe them out.
A ja ich trošku vymetiem zo zeme. Zmetiem.
I feel that with my kids sometimes.
A ja sa niekedy tak cítim s mojimi deťmi.
That's just my sin nature.
To je moja hriešna podstata.
You know, step to the side, Ivetka. This might get messy.
Že Ivetka odstup na chvilku, lebo toto môže zanechať nedobré následky.
You know, and God said, you know, step aside, I'll just wipe them out and I'll start over with you, Moses.
A hovorí mu Pán Boh, že odstup teraz na chvilku, ja ich úplne zničím, zmetiem zo zemského povrchu a začnem len s tebou.
I like what you do, Moses. I can work with you, but these people, come on.
A ja teba mám rád, mne sa páči, čo ty robíš, budeme spolupracovať, bude to super, ale tento národ, no čo to je?
And we see what Moses does.
A vidíme to potom, že čo Mojžiš robí.
He begins to plead for the people.
Začína prosiť za tento národ.
And he does it on the basis of what he knows about God.
A robí to na základe toho, čo už vie o Pánu Bohu.
And we'll read in verse 11 through 14.
Prečítame si od 11. po 14.
And I'll just read it in English.
Len anglicky si budeme čítať.
But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. Oh Lord, he said, why should your anger burn against your people whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore your own self, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster that he had threatened. Moses knew how to push God's buttons.
Môžeš vedela, ktorý Boží gombík stlačí.
They were friends, right?
Boli priatelia.
He knew the heart of God.
Poznal Božie srdce.
And he just was reminding God of his love for his people.
A pripomínal Pánu Bohu tú lásku, ktorú mal pre svoj národ.
God, how could you do this? You're so good.
Pane Bože, ako by si také niečo mohol spraviť? Ty si predsa dobrý.
You love your people.
Ty miluješ svoj národ.
You've got a reputation, you know.
Ty máš určité meno, určitú reputáciu.
Come on, you don't want to be looking like a bad guy. Come on.
Nechceš, aby sa na neba pozerali ako na nejakého zlého boha,
right?
Čo je?
And this was a test for Moses.
A toto bol taký ako keby test pre Mojžiša.
He could have advanced, right?
On sa mohol povýšiť.
It would have been a lot easier. Yeah, just wipe these people out. Start with me, God. That's great.
Dobre, jasne, Pane Bože, zmetíme ich. A začneš so mnou.
I could tell why you like me.
Jasne, je mi to úplne jasne, prečo mňa máš rád.
You know, this would be a way to go to the top easy, right?
Toto akože mohol byť úplne na vrchole a v pohode všetko.
But he doesn't fail the test.
Ale,
he does not fail the test.
Yeah, I know. Nepadol tu na, neprešiel, a teda prešiel tou skúškou, nepadol.
He pushes deeper into the grace of God.
A tlačí hlbšie na Božiu milosť.
He just lets God be who God is.
A dovolí Bohu, aby bol Bohom.
And if I'm going to just kind of sum up some things.
A ja teraz zhrniem nejaké veci.
We see in the next few verses that God does give Moses these tablets.
Vidíme v tých ďalších veršoch, že Pán Boh dáva Mojžišovi tie dosky.
And they're coming down the mountain.
A oni prichádzajú dole z vrchu.
And Joshua is with Moses.
Jozue bol s Mojžišom.
And Joshua's like, hey man, I hear the sound of war going on down in the camp. What's going on?
A Jozue hovorí, že je nejaký zvuk, ako keby bola vojna. Tam dole počujem, čo je, čo sa deje?
And he was kind of right. There was a war going on down there.
A mal aj pravdu, pretože sa tam odohrával zápas.
There was a spiritual war going down there.
A duchovný zápas.
And Moses accused him and said, no, it's not the sound of war, it's the sound of singing.
A Mojžiš mu hovorí, že nie je to zvuk nejakej vojny, ale je to zvuk spevu.
And he gets down there and he sees the camp in a mess.
A vidí, že celý ten tábor je úplne na ruby.
And he gets those tablets that are written by the very hand of God.
A zoberie tie dosky, ktoré boli napísané Božou rukou.
And he's, if I can say this in church, he's pissed.
A ak to môže povedať zbore.
I'll edit that later. He's really, he's ticked.
Naštvaný a vytočený a ja neviem hovoriť slovenčine to slovo.
And the people literally make him break the law.
A títo ľudia proste Mojžiša donútia, aby zlomil Božie zákony.
You know, smashes these things down.
Rozbije ich úplne, tie Božie dosky.
That ever happened in your house? Maybe your mom got really angry, she threw something down, and you're like, okay, mom, serious.
Stalo sa to aj vo vašom dome niekedy, že proste si niečo robili a mamka už to nezvládla, zobrala niečo, hodila o zem a vtedy ste si povedali, že wow, že už to zachádza do vážnych
oblastí. You know, and Moses is not this touchy-feely kind of guy, right?
A Mojžiš nie je taký, akože nejaký veľmi citiak.
You know, and he's not like Aaron, who's pathetic, right?
Ale nie je ako Aaron, ktorý je patetický.
Yeah, and he gets...
Nasmiech.
And he gets to Aaron and he says, you know, what's going on here?
A prichádza k Aaronovi a pýta sa ho, čo je, čo sa deje?
And Eric is, or not Eric, no. Sorry, I was just looking at you, looking at you. Sorry. Aaron. Aaron. Eric is great, Aaron is pathetic.
Preklep. Eric je úžasný, ale Aaron je nenasný.
Sorry, Eric, I will edit that. Along with that other thing. All right.
Že to vymažeme.
Moses says, you know what? The people are unrestrained.
Môžeš hovoriť, že tento ľud je neviazaný.
And it's to their shame.
A je to na ich hanbu.
You know, it's a shame to themselves and to all of the other peoples that were around them.
A je to na hanbu pre nich samotných aj pre tých ostatných ľudí, ktorí boli okolo nich.
And our sin brings shame.
A takisto aj pre nás hriech prináša hanbu.
And Moses asks Aaron, you know, what's going on here?
Čiže Mojžiš sa pýta Arona, Aaron, čo sa deje?
And Aaron is so pathetic.
A Aaron je taký... ešte jedno slovo.
So
trápny.
You know, and he says, you know, the people wanted a god and they gave me their gold and I threw it in and out jumped this cow. And...
a hovorí, že ľudia mi dali zlato a ja som to hodil do ohňa a z toho ohňa vyskočilo toto tele.
You know, Aaron's not a good liar.
Aaron nie je dobrý klamár.
You know, he couldn't even make a good excuse, right?
Nevie ani dobrú výhovorku si vymyslieť.
Right, and Moses says, you know, hey, we need to deal with this.
A Mojžiš mu hovorí, že s týmto sa musíme, musíme sa o toto postarať, vysporiadať sa s týmto.
We need to get a little control in the house.
Okay? Potrebujeme mať určitú kontrolu tu na dome.
We need to rein in this sin. It's getting out of control.
Musíme ten hriech nejako dať tam nejaké záprahy ako keby a dať ho pod kontrolu.
Because it's bringing shame here to our house.
Pretože to prináša hanbu do nášho domu.
We'll see that happens many times.
A vidíme to častokrát, že sa to stáva aj inde.
Happened in the early church.
V prvotnej cirkvi sa to stávalo.
You'll see in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
V prvom Korinským 5. kapitola.
This was a church that was a vibrant church full of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Toto bol zbor, ktorý bol živý zbor, mal bol plný Ducha Svätého.
But it was also a church that was corrupted.
A takisto to bol zbor, ktorý bol skorumpovaný.
And Paul is talks to the church there because there was a group of people who or a couple of people who were in some weird sexual sins.
A Pavol tam prehovára k tomuto zboru, lebo bola tam skupina ľudí, ktorí boli v takých divných sexuálnych hriechoch.
And he's like, why aren't you reining this in, guys?
A Pavol im hovorí, že prečo toto nemáte pod kontrolou?
And he basically says, kick this guy out of the church, man.
A hovorím, že ak je tam takýto človek, tak ho vykopnite zo zboru.
And that sounds a little strict, you know, we like to bring people into the church, not kick them out.
A možno sa nám to zdá také trošku divné, pretože sme radi, keď ľudia prichádzajú do zboru a nebudeme ich vykopávať ešte vonku.
But sometimes you have to deal with it.
Ale niekedy proste sa musíš postarať o to.
If you read the second letter to the church in Corinth, see that the guy comes back.
A keď si prečítate druhý list Korinským, tak vidíte, že tento človek sa vráti naspäť.
I've only had one experience of this in my life.
Ja som mal len jednu skúsenosť v mojom živote.
A friend of mine, he's a missionary in Romania, he's for about 15 years, he's still there, Steve Quarles.
A môj priateľ, ktorý je misionár v Rumunsku, bol tam asi 15 rokov, volal sa Steve Quarles.
And he in his church there was a young guy who was just really screwing up.
A v jeho zbore bol tiež jeden mladý chalán, ktorý proste robil neporiadok.
And he just felt from the Lord, man, I got to kick this guy out.
A on proste cítil od Boha, že tohto človeka má vyhodiť zo zboru.
And it was a tough call for him.
A pre neho to bolo veľmi ťažké.
You know, but he kicked this guy out.
Ale spravil to, vyhodil ho.
But because this guy was a real, he was a true believer who was just really messed up.
Ale kvôli tomu, že tento človek bol skutočný veriaci, skutočný kresťan, ale mal určité problémy.
And he was out of the church.
A bol mimo spoločenstva.
You know, but the Holy Spirit was still in this guy.
A Duch Svätý bol stále ešte v tomto človeku.
And this guy got hungrier and hungrier for God's revelation.
A tento človek bol hladnejší a hladnejší po Božom zjavení.
And that began to open him up to deal with his sin.
A to otvorilo tú príležitosť, aby sa postaral o ten hriech vo svojom živote.
And he came back and he made things right.
A vrátil sa naspäť do zboru a ujasnil a napravil všetky tie veci.
And now he's a leader in the church.
A teraz je vodca v zbore.
You know, and he was just a problem in the church before. Now he's leading the church.
A predtým robil problémy v zbore, a teraz vedie zbor.
You know, sometimes we have to do drastic things, but it can bring good results.
Niekedy možno aj my musíme robiť drastické veci, ale môže to priniesť dobré výsledky.
Go to our next slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
So this one step up.
Ďalší krok hore.
Sometimes you have to step up and deal with sin.
Niekedy aj ty sa musíš postaviť a vysporiadať sa s hriechom.
Yeah, Moses is going to do that in chapter 25, excuse me, verse 25 through 29.
A môžeš toto robiť v 25. verši až po 29.
If you could read that, that would be great.
Keď Mojžiš videl, že ľudia rozpustili, lebo mu Áron popustil uzdy na výsmech jeho protivníkov, Mojžiš zostal v bráne tábora a povedal: Kto je Hospodinov? Sem sa ku mne. Na to sa zhromaždili k nemu všetci levíci. Povedal im: Takto vraví Hospodin, Boh Izraela, nech si každý pripáše svoj meč na bedra, prejdite sem a tam v tábore od jednej brány k druhej a zabite každý svojho brata, každý svojho priateľa a každý svojho príbuzného. Levíci urobili tak, ako im prikázal Mojžiš. V ten deň padlo z ľudu asi 3000 mužov. Potom Mojžiš povedal: Dnes ste sa zasvetili do služby Hospodinovej, a to každý za cenu svojho syna alebo svojho brata, aby ste dnes dostali požehnanie.
29, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Moses kind of calls whoever was for the Lord to step up and cross the line.
A Mojžiš zvolal, ktokoľvek bol ochotný postaviť sa za Božiu vec, aby sa postavili a sformovali určitú líniu.
It's almost like he made this line, says, you know, if you're for the Lord, come over here.
A on teda dal tam určitú čiaru a povedal, že ak ste za Pána Boha, tak poďte tu na za túto čiaru.
And sometimes good leaders have to do that.
A niekedy aj dobrý vodca musí spraviť takéto veci.
And we'll see that what happens obviously next is pretty drastic, because these guys put swords on and then start hacking, right?
A to, čo robí ďalej, je trošku také tvrdé, lebo proste im dá meče do rúk a povie im, aby začali zabíjať.
You know, and we can look at this text and say, man, isn't God this God of love? What's he doing here, you know?
A môžeme sa pozrieť na tento text a povedať si, že nie je Boh Bohom lásky, čo tu robí?
But you know, sometimes you just have to deal with sin.
Ale niekedy aj ty sa musíš postarať o hriech.
Because you have to think that, well, this little picture here in the bottom.
Tento obrázok tu na dole, na spodku.
Those are cells.
To sú bunky.
Cancer cells.
A rakovinové bunky.
And if you've experienced cancer, whether in yourself or with a family member or a friend.
A ak ste zažili rakovinu, či už sami na sebe, alebo u priateľov, u rodinných príbuzných.
You know, it's a killer, right?
Tak viete, že je to zabijak.
You know, cancer is basically cells gone bad.
A rakovina je, že tá bunka sa pokazila.
You know, and they're creating havoc in the body.
A vytvárajú havoc,
destruction.
Aha, a vytvárajú ničotu, také chaos v tele.
And sin will do the same thing in a community.
A hriech to isté bude robiť v spoločenstve.
It'll do it in our hearts, it'll do it in a community, it'll do it in a church.
Bude to robiť v našich srdciach, v našom spoločenstve, v zbore.
And if you had cancer yourself,
A ak ty si mal rakovinu,
you would want the doctor to get in there and do business, right?
Tak by ste chceli, aby doktori prišli do tvojho a našli to v tvojom tele a spravili to, čo treba.
And do whatever he or she needed to do to get that cancer out of you.
A aby ten doktor spravil to, čo potrebuje, aby tú rakovinu z teba vybral.
And it's the same thing with God's people.
A to isté je to aj s Božím ľudom.
Sometimes God has to do some pretty radical things to clean house.
Niekedy Pán Boh musí spraviť dosť také radikálne veci, aby si vyčistil svoj dom.
But it's actually because he has this passionate love for people.
Ale je to kvôli tomu, že má takú úžasnú lásku pre svoj ľud.
Because these people were totally going to walk away from him.
Pretože títo ľudia by úplne odišli od neho.
But who did the Messiah come from?
Ale z koho vyšiel Mesiáš?
These people.
Z týchto ľudí.
God had an invested plan to keep these people good and pure.
A Pán Boh mal taký investičný plán, že týchto ľudí zanechá čistých.
Because he fully loved us.
Pretože aj nás miloval.
Loved you.
Aj teba miloval.
So he's going to do some pretty radical business here.
Tak to bude robiť také radikálne veci.
Sometimes we're called to step up in these days.
A niekedy aj my sme vyzývaní, aby sme sa postavili aj v týchto časoch.
Jude writes in the letter of Jude.
A Júda píše vo svojom liste.
Says, keep yourself in God's love.
A hovorí, že zachovávajte sa v Božej láske.
As you wait for the mercy of the Lord.
Ako očakávate na milosť od Pána.
Of Jesus Christ to bring eternal life.
A Pána Ježiša Krista, ktorý prináša večný život.
But then he'll go on and he'll talk about how we need to keep other people in the faith as well.
A pokračuje a hovorí, aby sme udržiavali aj iných vo viere v Pána.
And some people we're supposed to deal with mercy.
A niektorí ľudia sa majú starať o milosť.
Some people we snatch out of the fire.
Niektorí sú zachvacovaní z ohňa.
But they still smell like the fire.
A potom ešte stále smrdia ako oheň.
All right. And some people we're supposed to have a mix of, you know, mercy with a little bit of fear, right?
A niektorí proste majú taký mix milosti a strachu.
You know, we need to deal with sin.
A my sa musíme postarať o hriech.
We need to take each other under the wing and help us get out of this stuff.
A musíme sa postarať jeden o druhého a ako keby takými krídlami sa prikryť a pomôcť, keď hrešíme.
We're just gonna wrap this up.
Chcem to ukončiť.
Is that in the next few verses Moses pleads for the people.
V tých ďalších veršoch Mojžiš prosíka za tento ľud.
And he begins to pray for their atonement or for their cleansing.
A začína sa modliť za ich zástupnú obeť a za ich očistenie.
And Moses is beginning to have the heart of God.
A Mojžiš začína mať také isté srdce ako Pán Boh.
And he says, you know, God, if you can't forgive them, put the sin on me.
A hovorí, Mojžiš hovorí, že Pane Bože, ak im nedokážeš odpustiť, tak zlož ten hriech na mňa.
You know, blot me out of your book.
A mňa vytri zo svojej knihy.
And let these people live.
Dovol, aby tento národ mohol žiť.
You know, put it on me.
Daj to na mňa.
Isn't that what Jesus did?
Nie je to, čo spravil Pán Ježiš?
Didn't he take our sin upon himself?
Nezobral aj on náš hriech sám na seba?
And God knew that Moses couldn't do that.
Pán Boh vedel, že Mojžiš to nedokáže zobrať na seba.
And God basically tells Moses, you know, I'll deal with it. They're clean.
A hovorí, Pán Boh hovorí Mojžišovi, ja sa o to postaram, oni sú čistí.
I will forgive them.
Ja im odpustím.
And you just lead them.
A ty ich budeš viesť.
Lead them home.
Ty ich budeš viesť domov.
I will deal with the sin later.
A o tento hriech sa postaram neskôr.
God does the same thing with us.
To isté robí Pán Boh aj s nami.
You know, he cleans us.
Nás.
And he's leading us home.
Čistí nás, očistuje nás, vedie nás domov.
So, a couple of questions for you.
Zo pár otázok pre vás.
One more slide.
Ďalší obrazok.
You know, will you wait for God's revelation?
Budeš očakávať na Božie zjavenie?
Will you stay in his love while you wait?
Budeš zotrvávať v jeho láske, kým čakáš?
And will you stand up for the Lord when it's necessary?
A postavíš sa aj za Boha, keď je to potrebné?
I think we're all hungry for God's revelation at some time.
Myslím si, že každý jeden z nás túži po Božom zjavení.
Where you just desperately need to hear from him.
Keď úplne dychtivo potrebuješ, aby on prehovoril k tebe.
Maybe it's in your marriage.
Možno je to v tvojom manželstve.
Maybe it's with Your kids.
Možno s deťmi.
Maybe it's with your, you know, your work situation.
Možno v práci.
Maybe it's finances.
Možno finančné problémy.
Whatever, where you cannot endure it.
A čokoľvek to je, čo ty nedokážeš pretrpieť.
And you need a little help from the Lord.
A potrebuješ malú veľkú pomoc od Boha.
And you keep asking and you don't see it.
A prosíš, že nevidíš to.
Will you wait?
Budeš čakať?
We're going to watch one little video in a second, but
pozrieme
before we do that,
jedno,
I just want to share this verse.
Video, ale predtým ako si to pozrieme, tak sa chcem s vami podeliť o tento verš.
It's a great psalm. Wait patiently for the Lord.
A trpezlivo očakávaj na Hospodina.
Be brave and courageous.
Buď odvážny a statočný.
Yes, wait patiently for the Lord.
Áno, očakávaj trpezlivo na Hospodina.
Sometimes it's really scary to wait on the Lord.
Niekedy je to veľmi také strašné a až odstrašujúce čakať na Hospodina.
It's a brave and courageous thing to do.
A je to odvážna a taká statočná vec, čo môžeme spraviť.
So if you feel scared, don't worry. That's normal.
Tak ak sa bojíš, tak sa neboj. Lebo je to normálne.
You know, but be brave and courageous.
Tak buď aj ty odvážny a statočný.
And he will answer.
A on ti odpovie.
We're going to watch one little video. It's a song.
Jedno malé video si pozrieme, je to pieseň.
For those of you who are Slovak speakers.
Pre tých, čo hovoríte po slovensky.
I'll just translate a couple of lines for you.
Preložíme nejaké state z toho.
It's called While I'm Waiting.
Hovorí sa tam, že kým čakám.
I will serve you, Lord.
Tak ti budem slúžiť, Pane.
I will love you, Lord.
Budem ťa milovať, Pane.
While I'm waiting.
Kým čakám.
So we're going to listen to the song, take it in, maybe pray during this time, and then Eric's going to lead us in a couple more, one more song of worship, I think.
Okay. And then we'll just close out. Pozrite si to, vychutnávajte si to, vžite sa, môžete sa modliť počas toho a potom Erik nás ešte uvedie do jednej piesne a potom to ukončíme.